Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very stylized edition of Game Pass or Pass, a podcast where we play games on Microsoft Game Pass service and tell you which games to simply and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass on by. 25 episodes in, you think I would have figured it out, but I have not. And what I also haven't figured out is to remember to introduce us, but this time I will. My name is Corey, and I am joined over the interwebs with Basher.
I mean, every other episode, an introduction is, I think, is okay. It doesn't right. be every one. That's just like, overkill.
The best part is I have a format, like, document, and I still haven't fixed it because I have the greeting on the bottom instead of the top where it should go, but I haven't done it. So that's commitment to the...
And you never will.
Probably not. Probably not. I could do it right now, but I'm not going to.
You better not.
No, I'm not going to. All right, so on this week's episode, we are going to be talking because we played Gris. But before that, as always, we have to talk a little bit of housekeeping. You can rate us, and we would love if you would rate us on your favorite podcast service of your choice, whether it is Spotify, whether it is iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever it is. It super, super helps us out, more than you probably know. It'd be fantastic if you did that. You can also write us emails and let us know what games you want us to try or what games you have discovered because of this game or this game because of this podcast at gpopfans@gmail.com. Always looking forward to hearing from you, you sexy people, you absolutely sexy devils. But speaking of sexy, we're going to be talking about Gris. This is from the developer, I believe it's Nomada. This is a Spanish developer, and this is their first game this studio has ever made. So it was published by Devolver Digital, which is kind of known for their indie darlings. You know, they're very, very much an indie developer supporter, so not terribly surprising. Regularly priced at $16.99, kind of a strange one, but it is available on PC, Mac, PlayStation 4, and Switch. So you probably noticed that Xbox was not in there. So this game is only on Xbox Game Pass for PC at the moment. So for that reason, there is no crossplay and there is no Xbox One X enhancements because it is on PC only. So unfortunately, for you console owners out there, you're going to have to boot up the old Windows to play this one. So what I can say is that it doesn't seem to be too hard to run considering it is also on iPhones. And I was able to max this game out on at 144 hertz without breaking a sweat. So even if you only have a mid-range or low-range PC and you have Xbox Game Pass, you will be able to run this one. So Gris, let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. It's
you play as a girl named Gris. I can tell you that.
Is that her name?
That is her name.
Looks like she went through some tough times. She's broken. She needs to fix herself.
Yeah, she's like on. There's like a statue, and she tries singing, and then she's like, no, and then she can't sing anymore.
So and she then, has like, to go get all the colors and fix herself.
The colors disappear and you got to go find them. And so we're being kind of facetious, but
listen, this is one of those. Again, you've heard me say this before in the last podcast, actually. It's one of those, like, if you're just over the indie, that indie wave, like, this is not going to be for you. Gris is the story of a girl who suffers some sort of trauma or grief or hurt or pain, and it's all manifested in, granted, beautiful art style, like, just gorgeous.
Yeah. And as well as the presentation overall, not just the, you know, the graphics, but the music is
phenomenal.
Very well done. Very, very
phenomenal.
Well done.
Like, I would just, like, I'd prefer to listen to an album of this rather than actually play it, honestly. But
I'll disagree with that, but continue.
But yes, you basically go on this journey to fix yourself, fix this broken statue, and you do it through a series of almost coloring the world with the different colors, and it's all around gorgeous, all around beautiful. But you don't do it in a way that will keep I don't think will keep a gamer preoccupied. It's really kind of a walk right, walk left simulator, and then you're done.
I will agree yet disagree. This is gonna sound terrible, but I mean it in a good way. This is the type of indie game that I like, and when I say that, is I don't mean that as in, like, if you don't do this, you're a bad indie game, but it's a game that knows what it is. It is very much presented in an art style that it's very clear that whoever was the artist really felt something or really wanted to create something. And it's extremely stylized. There isn't really anything else out there that looks like it. And yes, this game definitely holds your hand. I don't believe there is a way to die in this game, but that doesn't always have to be a bad thing, in my opinion. I think if it's done well, then in this case, I think it is done well in terms of, yes, you can't always die. And it's not exactly a hard video game, but the fact that it is short, I think, is to its credit, in that I was able to sort of sit down in one or two sittings. And while I wasn't exactly challenged, I definitely went on a journey and I saw some really, really neat art. I saw some music that I immediately went and downloaded because I want it as part of my collection. And while I don't think it completely sticks the landing in terms of its message, I felt something from it. As opposed to, like, the game we played last week where I felt nothing at all.
I'll disagree on that, actually. I think it stuck the landing. I really do get it. Like, it's just a matter of, for me, is like, at this point, I'm at a stage where it's like, is this a video game or is this something, is this a visual novel? Because in my mind, I make a distinct difference. Maybe it's probably just me, but, like, if I pick up a controller, I'm expecting to play a video game. If I'm sitting at my computer, I'm expecting to play a video game. Therefore, give me some game. Gris doesn't have a lot of game to it. There's a couple of mechanics, like you can turn yourself to almost a box type of thing with your coat or your dress and become heavier. You can break through walls and floors and stuff like that, or then you can kind of turn into a fish type creature and jet your way through the water, or a bird like creature and fly up in the air. But it never takes any real thought to get through it. And the best thing about it is that it's short, because you could finish it in two sittings and then go get the album. Because that's what it really feels like to me, is like, all right, make your way through this real quick and then go get some of the art. Because honestly, if you can find the artist's work somewhere, get that printed up because it's gorgeous. If you can find the music, get that downloaded somewhere because it's phenomenal. But as a game, as a video game, it just did not keep me engaged.
See, I I struggled just because a spoiler, I guess, for next week when we talk about Ori and the Blind Forest. I think there needs to be a segment that Gris falls into of, while I don't agree with the opinion that Ori and the Blind Forest is too difficult for its own good, and therefore people can't experience some of the music and the art, where on the opposite spectrum you have Gris, which is that it is not, it's not hard in any capacity. Anyone can figure it out, but in a way I think that's a good thing. And I'm not saying that, like, a game needs to be, I guess I'm not disagreeing that a game needs to have a certain amount of challenge and a certain amount of gameplay to be a game, but I feel like Gris is not that game. I feel like Gris has enough going on that while it is not difficult, there is enough game there that anyone can sort of pick it up and figure it out. Whereas something like The Walking Dead or Gone Home or something like that, like those games, there literally isn't a ton of gameplay. Like those are the definitions of visual novels to me. And I think Gris sort of surpasses that definition, if that makes sense. But I think we'll probably just have to agree to disagree on that one. But what I will say is that I lost my train of thought. I agree that this game is more, I don't want to say it's flash over substance, because I think that's too harsh, but there is a lot of flash here and there's not as much substance as flash. I think it walks that line very closely of, quote, like you said, being a game and not being a game, but I fall on the side of it being a game. There was enough there to engage me that I got stuck once or twice enough that I was like, man, like, what am I doing wrong kind of thing? And I was like, oh, okay, like, it didn't take me long to figure it out, and I didn't get, like, the best feeling, oh, like, I figured it out, like, yeah, but I figured out, I was like, okay, like, there's definitely a game here, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
No, I mean, that's fair to say. Again, we'll agree to disagree on that, and I don't want people to get confused by your statement that more flash, that's flash of a substance, because the substance is there, because in terms of the story and the feeling is trying to provoke. As someone who's currently going through depression, I get it. Like the whole idea of picking one of these up and kind of going through the motions, and again, the entire metaphor of this game is the stages of fixing yourself and picking yourself up and putting the pieces back together. And I get it. However, it's one of those things that's just so artistic where I just don't care anymore. If I can compare it, if anyone's ever watched the two movies, Drive, Ryan Gosling, and then the almost spiritual successor to that, like I think it's like Neon Demon or something, whereas like Drive was really metaphorical. He didn't say a lot in the movie, but it was enough there to get something from it, and it was enough there in the movie to make it like a movie, like something really entertaining and gripping. Whereas the sequel went too metaphorical for its own good, and there just wasn't enough there to grasp. And that was my issue with Gris. There just wasn't enough there for me to grasp. Like, the visuals are great, the music's phenomenal, but it's just a matter of, you have me sitting at a computer monitor right now, like, do something, like, make me do something, make me work for this. Like, it has to be something more than me holding down A and D. Like, but there's really not too much, from in my opinion, too much more than holding down A and D, sometimes K, and then press space bar. It's like, if that's the game, that's not a lot of game. So if you're looking for a game, I can't really say this is a game you should play. This is almost like a game you should watch. Like this is something you should stream, something you can YouTube. Like, this is not a thing is necessarily for me as like something I would pick up and want to play.
First off, out of all the games you don't plug a controller in for, you pick Gris.
I'm all keyboard and mouse now. I got like on my desk, like it's all keyboard and mouse.
Just out of all the games, you played Halo Wars with a controller.
Yeah.
But was, Chris, you're like, nah, keyboard and mouse, bro.
Yeah.
Second, no, I think that's fair. I don't know. I go back and forth just because while I agree.
I don't mean to cut you off. I mean, I don't mean to say all that to say, therefore, this is a bad product.
No, no, I didn't get that sense from you. But at the same time, it is a shorter game and it's not a 3D game. It's a 2D game, et cetera. So I don't know how we keep coming back like something like Hellblade, but Hellblade was able to tell its story through a lot of emotions through like facial expressions and 3D tech and stuff like that. And Gris doesn't have that benefit because it is a 2D game and, you know, its story or its emotion is told through music as well as sort of through the world building. Like, you know, it's told through its art and music. And so I guess I don't want to say like your emotions aren't valid because that's not fair.
But that will be hilarious have a game like this.
But like, yes, like I agree that I don't think it goes nearly as in depth as something like a Hellblade is. But at the same time, I guess I know you're not faulting the game for it, but you kind of are. I guess that's my point, is that I think that, again, we'll probably have to agree to disagree that, like, I don't think either one of us think this is a bad game, but I think there's just a disagreement on its message, and I guess maybe the veracity of its message. Like, you know, does it actually have something to say, kind of thing?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, I mean, like, no, that's the thing. I don't discredit the message at all. My issue is, that's all it is a message. That's my issue with these types of games. It's like you get very talented people to get into a industry where it's like you could have done anything really because you're all so talented. And I sound so belittling right now. I know, but I apologize for that. But you could do anything, but you pick the world of gaming to deliver your message. And I'm like, great, thank you for that. I appreciate that. Bring all your talent, all your skills, and then the only thing you have on the table is the emotion. Like, at the end of the day, I'm still speaking for myself, like personally, like I got up out of bed to sit in my computer, sit in my desk chair at my desk with my hand on my keyboard, like, let's play a game. And it's like, oh, this is not much game. Like, and it's not just these types of games. It's like any game in general where I just kind of like, if you put me in the position to play this video game, to watch this movie, to do whatever the activity is, I feel like the medium in which you're in should come through more. So like, in terms of gaming, like, I would have liked Gris a lot more if it had a lot more gameplay. The message hits hard. I get it. Like I see some people crying on YouTube about it. I understand that completely because the message actually does hit. I think people resonate with it. It's displayed beautifully. It's just a matter of, at the same time, again, I'm sitting here at my cool new monitor. I'm excited to play a video game, and I'm holding down A and D.
That's a nice monitor. I think where my I don't want to say my qualm, but we got beef. It's what's for dinner. I guess I'm used to seeing what happens when it goes wrong. I'm thinking of something like Sea of Solitude.
Right.
And so to me, the fact that it doesn't fall down in that hole, I feel like it should get more credit. But then at the same time, it's also like, well, should it get credit for not screwing up? Simply like, it didn't even play the same, you know, it didn't even try to do the same thing. So does it get credit for not screwing up when it wasn't trying to do that? Like,
that's a great point, because this game has been made a million times and it's been a million times worse. this is actually good.
But it also isn't. It also knows that it's not
right.
It's a game, but it knows that it's not trying to turn a game into a message. Like, it has a message and it's trying to display it through the template of a game, I guess is the best way I can say it. Whereas, and then you have something like Sea of Solitude, which is like, well, we're a game and we're trying to have a message, but the game part of it, we couldn't figure out how to make it into the message that we wanted. And so it just sort of all falls apart, where this is sort of kind of the opposite end. It's like, we have a message, we have an art style, we have music, and we want to make it in a game format, but we're not going to go deep down into the game hole because it's very easy to screw that part of it up, kind of thing. I'm not saying that's how this game was made, but it sort of feels like that's how this game was made. But I don't think that's a bad thing, because I guess the opposite would be that it sucks, kind of thing.
Right.
Like Sea of Solitude. So, but at the same time, I think the argument does hold weight of just like, well, if it doesn't try, then how does it get credit, kind of thing. So, point is, I like it. That's the point I was getting at, I guess.
And I respect anyone who does like it. There's a lot to like here. There's a lot I liked about it. It's just it has one main issue that rubs me just kind of calls me off. But everything else about this game is phenomenal. There's clearly a lot of phenomenal talent involved in this.
Yeah. Whatever this team does next, I want to see it, because maybe we haven't given enough credit, or maybe there's just it really is something that you have to see to sort of, I don't want to say see to believe, but to appreciate. It's cool. Like, the art is very, very cool. But at the same time, I also think that as much as I do like this game, it does get up its own butt with the art sometimes, because like you said, you are doing a lot of walking to left to right, and there's a lot, like, it sometimes puts you in sort of different sections. It's like, okay, you did this section, now we're going to kind of put you in this one. Sometimes that walk from left to right is long, like 30 to 45 seconds, and you're not doing anything in that but literally walking. And once you get there, you're doing something, but it's like, okay, I really like the way this game looks. I really like the music, but I don't need these constant 30 to 45 second reminders of like, look at this game. And I'm looking at it already. I like it, but
it's really that moment in time is really meant to say feel the music,
right?
Feel this emotion. But to that point, to compare it to something like Ori and the Blind Forest, it's kind of like, if you add just a way for her to move, like press the space bar and you can dash, or press the up key and her hair does something, like,
right.
Add something to it so that I can kind of maybe add my own flair to the game, or make it more interesting during this walk. But really, it's in between the messages, it's kind of like you're just holding down A and D.
Yeah. Something tells me that there was supposed to be something during those moments, because they are way too long. Like, that should have been like an inner monologue time or something. Like, I was half expecting a text box to pop up half the time and like her listing her thoughts or something along those lines. And that never happens. And I don't, maybe that's just me overthinking it, kind of thing. I don't know.
But I think it's supposed to be just you. And I think that's very purposeful. I think this game, like, so we just spoke about a Plague Tale Innocence, and how that game's getting 9 or 10 out of tens, and I think we spoke about this on the podcast before, like, where my idea of a perfect game, or how someone scores a game, should be what your attempt is, what you're trying to do, and how you execute it. I think for this team, this would be a 9 out of 10 game. Honestly, I think this, like, just because what they want, I really feel like whatever we played in Gris is what they wanted to get out, including those long walking sessions. It felt very purposeful. Everything in the game felt very purposeful, very meaningful, very very, very planned out. It's just a matter of it's like, just for me, it's just kind of like, you picked the gaming medium, guys. You gotta give me some more game.
Sure. Yeah. I we could debate about this all day, but right. I think it's fair to say that even though I think we disagree on maybe some of its the veracity is where that comes to mind. I don't know why, but when it comes to this show, Game Pass or Pass, I think it's fair to say that we agree that you should play this one.
Yes.
If you have Game Pass, it's only available on PC. But even if you don't, if you have only a Switch or you don't have Game Pass or you're on PlayStation and there's also an iOS version, I think it's worth the price. It is a shorter game, so it's just under $20. So that's – I kind of wish it came with the soundtrack because I think that holds a lot of value for this game. So if you're listening to this, which you're probably not, I don't know why you would, throw in that soundtrack. That's a good idea. I think you should play it. But I think, you know, in the spirit of this show, I think this is like the perfect type of game where, you know, you're not really sure what it is. It's coming from a smaller studio. And because of something like Game Pass, you can discover it. And so I think, you know, yes, you should play this game very much.
I agree. Pick it up, run through it. It's short enough to get the gist of it. It's just, but just know going in, if you're one of those types that are kind of over the indie wave, you may not be up your alley. But if you're going through something and you want to feel how someone else goes through it, or something like that, then yeah, this is definitely give it a shot.
I concur. But when it comes to talking about the future, like Gris does, it doesn't even talk about the future. I made that up. My cat is currently on my microphone. So we're going to be I can't believe it's already time, but we're about to start getting into the game season. March is coming up.
You know, March what that Madness.
You know what that means? It's not Doom Eternal. It's not Animal Crossing. It's no longer Final Fantasy because that got delayed. It is Ori and the Will of the Wisps. All those other games can screw off because Ori and the Will of the Wisps is going to be the best game ever made until March 20th. Point is, so next week we're going to be playing Ori and the Blind Forest Definitive Edition, which is available on Xbox Game Pass for console and PC in preparation for Ori and the Will of the Wisps. And then the week after that, we'll be doing Ori and the Will of the Wisps. So I'm pretty excited to be revisiting this game. I played this game quite a few times. So it's going to be interesting to see how you feel about it because I think you've only played it once when it first came out, correct?
Yes.
So, and the Definitive Edition actually does make some pretty big changes that I'm wondering if you're going to notice, kind of thing.
I probably won't. I didn't play it. I didn't finish it the first time.
So, oh wow, I didn't know that. That breaks my heart. So, talk about a game with good music. So, but that is a long way of saying that. So next week we're going to be playing Ori and the Blind Forest. So, but before we go, again, you can write us gpopfans@gmail.com. Leave us a review on your podcasting service of choice. We greatly appreciate it. But that is going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. Tune in next week, and we are going to be talking about Ori and the Blind Forest.
Good day, sirs.
And we are maybe out.